if you do want to run out to Tortilla Flat, be a great opportunity to take in the Renaissance Festival.
Do you know it opens this weekend?
Hot dog.
34th year. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And it goes all the way through April 3rd. And it's even open on Monday. So on Monday, President's Day. So I have some tickets to give away. We're going to be giving away tickets over the next couple weeks. And today we have 4 adult admissions with about $120 value. So how are we going to give those away, Romy?
Oh.
Just draw out of
for
the text.
For today? Mm-hmm. And how many tickets?
4 tickets, 4 adult tickets.
4 adult tickets.
Yep.
Could you take a kid with an adult ticket?
I don't know.
I don't think I would go with 4 adults, personally. I'd probably take the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I have never been.
It's fun.
Amanda has taken the kids during the week. It's so busy on the weekends.
Yes.
And we usually have rodeo events on the weekends, so they go during the week when I'm at work, but they love it. What is the device that they used to use to detain people in the town square where you could throw lettuce at them? You know, you put your head and your arms through.
Very good.
And you lock it. Text what that device is called to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this segment, and we'll send you to the Renaissance
Festival. Next week we'll do phones. This week it's text.
So you've only got like about 2 or 3 minutes to text us the answer to that question.
What device was used to detain people with their head in their arms in restraint in town square as punishment? They should bring that back.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Put a few of those out in Central Park. Keep all the jails open. You know, no need to build all these jails and pay for their food for years and years and years. Just stake them out there for a couple hours. I think they'd change their attitude real quick.
What are your takeaways from the home improvement part of today's show? I love the outdoor living segment with Farm Bureau and Bales. Hey, I wanted him to give me a Genesis version of his 6 generations, like Jehoshaphat begat Zephaniah, Zephaniah begat.
He was fun. Well, he was a fun farmer.
I wanted to go through the begat generations with him.
I didn't want to chew up much of their time. We never got to it. But an interesting thing, when Julie sent who it was and the link on the family, I'm like, they've got to be in the Arizona Farming and Ranching Hall of Fame. So I got out the book, and sure enough, the first year they had inductees, the Bales family was on the Hall of Fame.
How would you like to live on Arizona property that you knew your ancestors homesteaded in the 1830s?
Pretty incredible.
Now, how cool a story is that?
Pretty incredible.
So that was good fun in the outdoor living segment. 9 o'clock segment, we talked a lot about paint, folks.
Color selection.
I can't tell you. I couldn't recommend it stronger. Get to Sherwin-Williams and take a look at their Color Snap Visualizer. It is a great place to start your color selection. You can order color chips for free, delivered to your home. Then you can go to the store and buy paste and peel samples to put up in the wall. And then you can narrow it down to that 1 or 2 colors that you actually want to paint on the wall. And they sell you the color kit to take it home and do it yourself. Then you've picked the right color.
Well, and if you get all that done by next week, we're going to cover tips and techniques. And so we'll have lots of good advice on how to get that done. So it's a good time to get thinking about it and get organized. Let us help you through those projects.
The tricks and tips of the painting pros. That'll be what we'll be covering next week. So stay tuned for that.
And then this hour, we had a texter say, tell us that, you know, it makes them sad to hear us talk about Arizona home prices. Hey, us too, man. but we're not the one setting the price. We're just stating the facts of what's going on. And he said, I don't know how my children are going to be able to afford a home. And it's $400,000 entry.
Multi-generational living.
So, that's just
like it was back in the homestead days.
Which brings me to another article that out of the Wall Street Journal, the mansion section, about turning your garage into a rental home. You know, if you're starting out, getting your own loft above a garage, that was me on Rennie's garage while I was waiting for the permits to start my home, and how people are doing that and turning it into a positive cash flow situation for their house. So if you've got a garage, you know, putting a second story on it and turning it into a rental suite or an outhouse, you know, an outbuilding on the back of the property, you know, could potentially offer you additional source of income. So, like you said, homesteading style, multi-generational housing. And that's one thing that disturbs me when, you know, looking at a lot of building practices today is they're building homes that could never be that, you know, heirloom home that you've got 5, 6, 7 generations that lived in. It's like, this thing's going to be in a landfill in 50 years.
Yeah, that's true. So buying a home with good bones, if you're going to be putting out that kind of money, make sure the home has good bones. And there are lots of good 40, 50, and 60-year-old homes in Arizona that have very, very good bones. But as long as people can sell their homes in other states and come to Arizona with the cash, pay for the home cash, and still have money left over, Arizona is going to be a big housing destination. And the job we've done with job growth over the last 20 years has been incredible. Arizona is a darn good place to live. Darn good place to live.
If you've got questions between now and next week, Rosie on thehouse.com.
And let's keep it Arizona.